Good evening. Tonight our speaker is going to be Jim Hines. He's a Lansing. Are you a native of Lansing or not?
I'm a native of Holt.
Native of Holt. So he's from the Lansing area, and he's going to be reading later on, and we'll just ask some questions. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
So you're an MSU graduate.
Graduated in 1996 with a psychology degree, yep.
And then what'd you do with your psychology degree, and how'd you get into writing from that degree?
Well, with my psychology degree, I put it on my wall and went to graduate school for writing. Pretty much in my last year at MSU, I started realizing I was spending more time writing stories and novels than I was on my psychology homework. Hey, maybe this is a clue.
Could be a clue, and I guess if you're a psychology major, you learn to listen to those clues, don't you?
Eventually. Took a little while, but yeah.
Have you published in some of the magazines yet?
I've published in some magazines and anthologies, Marion Zimmer Bradley's Fantasy Magazine, Writers of the Future Anthology, a horror anthology called The Book of All Flesh. I also have some stories coming out in Winter Raven and a few other magazines.
And what kind of science fiction do you write?
Actually, I write mainly fantasy. A lot of it is fantasy set, you know, today with just a few magical elements, because I think for me it lets me tell more of a real story if I can set it in today. And I do a little bit of science fiction, but I'm honestly not as up on my science as I should be, so not too much of that.
Do you have any recurring characters in your stories?
I have a few things that I come back to from time to time, one of which I'll be reading tonight. The first story I ever sold was called Blade of the Bunny. Loved those characters. Lots of fun. I've written three or four sequels to that. One of them is actually coming out in a magazine called Spellbound. Another one I'll be reading tonight.
Great. How did you go about getting your works published?
Lots and lots of stamps, lots and lots of trips to the post office. Basically, when I started getting interested in writing, I looked at some market lists, and Marion Zimmer Bradley's magazine was actually the first one I ever submitted to. She sent me back a fairly nice rejection letter saying, "No, thank you, and the next time you submit, here's the proper way to do it," giving me all of the rules for submission guidelines, manuscript format, which I hadn't known. After that, it was basically a lot of market research, a lot of going to bookstores, finding magazines that looked interesting, reading through, saying, is this something I would want to be in? Is this the kind of stuff that I write? And then mailing them lots and lots of stories over at this point. The first story I ever sent out was in 1995, so I've been doing it for, you know, 7, going on 8 years.
So she sent you a letter telling you how you're supposed to submit that. Is there a place you would have found that before submission?
If I had known where to look, yes. There are places online that describe proper manuscript format. Actually, there's far more places like that today than there were 7 years ago. You can also, some of the writing guideline books in the bookstores will have manuscript format. But for me, it's always been easiest, especially lately, to just look online.
A lot of Marion Zimmer Bradley stuff was geared towards women warriors. Is your story that you published there first related to that at all, or was it, was her magazine, which I haven't read, I've read much of her writing, a very different anthology than her other writings?
Her magazine was fairly open. It was fantasy, a lot of sword and sorcery, but it was very much geared towards new writers, too. The story I sent her was called Hasa Kesla. It was about a diabetic vampire. No women warriors, but some strong female characters, which I think helped.
So do you have any books in the offing?
I've written 4 books since I started. 2 of them are currently making the rounds with publishers, And a third, I recently got an offer from Renaissance Alliance Publishing saying, hey, we'd like to publish this. That one's called Goldfish Dreams. It's actually not a science fiction fantasy, it's just a straightforward fiction novel. And that one should be available, assuming all goes well, sometime in 2003.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I bet you felt really good getting an offer finally.
I was pretty happy. That one had gone out 17 times before somebody actually accepted it, which I'm told is fairly standard.
Seems like a lot of rejection to deal with.
You get used to it after a while. Either you get used to it or you stop doing it.
Do some of the letters that come back provide sufficient constructive criticism to be able to improve it to send again, or are often they're just form letters?
A lot of them are form letters, especially from the bigger magazines. Smaller magazines, the small press, the semi-professional ones, it's kind of a mixed bag. On the one hand, it's semi-pro, it's less recognition, less market, and less money. On the other hand, they get less submissions as well, so they're better able to work with writers and give more constructive feedback. But that's not really a hard and fast rule either. I've gotten some very helpful comments from, bigger magazines like Weird Tales, and I have sent things to small press magazines and gotten back a quarter sheet Xeroxed form rejection. It depends.
Well, we're looking forward to listening to your readings tonight. I think it'll be great to hear a little bit about what you've been doing with some of your books and your short stories. So,
I'm looking forward to it too.
great. Thank you.